Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Thursday, April 27th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin with last night's AEW Dynamite broadcast live on TBS from the FLA Live Arena in Sunrise, Florida. In the main event, the team of Kenny Omega and Konosuke Takeshita defeated The Butcher and The Blade when Takeshita pinned The Blade. Following the match, a brawl ensued between the Elite and the Blackpool Combat Club, with the BCC bloodying Takeshita when he refused to join their group. In the finals of the Pillars tournament to determine AEW World Champion MJF's opponent for Double or Nothing, Sammy Guevara defeated Darby Allin via disqualification when the referee caught Allin with a skateboard that had been tossed to him by MJF.
Be thinking coffin drop!
Too far away, Guevara's too...
Watch MJF. Look,
Sammy took
at
himself
this
out of range and... And Darby...
He gave
Sammy the...
Darby got caught with the smoking gun.
That was given to him by MJF! Oh, no!
Wow. What a genius the champion is.
No!
What a crock!
Afterward, on behalf of Tony Khan, Tony Schiavone announced a tag team match for next week's show pitting Guevara and MJF against Jungle Boy and Darby Allin, with the stipulation that if Guevara and MJF win, Guevara will challenge MJF at Double or Nothing. But if Jungle Boy and Allin win, the match at Double or Nothing will become a four-way involving all of them. Tony Khan also made another announcement during the show declaring that the Owen Hart Memorial Cup tournament would be returning, with matches held in the coming months at various AEW events, culminating in a final match in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, on July 15th. Roderick Strong, most recently of NXT, made his debut in AEW during the show, helping Orange Cassidy and Bandido to save former Undisputed Era partner Adam Cole from an attack by the Jericho Appreciation Society. In title matches, Jade Cargill successfully defended the TBS Championship against Taya Valkyrie, extending her undefeated streak to 56-0, and Orange Cassidy made the 20th successful defense of the international title, pinning Bandido.
Way down, and Cassidy, here comes, speech, break! One, two, three!
No winner of this match.
And still, AEW International Champion, freshly squeezed, Orange Cassidy!
Guys, Cassidy earned that win, I can tell you that. Boy, did he ever.
In other results, Jeff Jarrett pinned Dax Harwood, and after a quick victory over an unnamed opponent, TNT champion Wardlow was confronted by Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. In legal news, a former member of the WWE creative team is suing the company as well as Vince McMahon and other corporate executives, claiming that they discriminated and retaliated against her for objecting to WWE creative that she complained was racist and dealt in racial and gender stereotypes, according to a suit filed Monday in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of New York. Brittany Abraham, a black female writer, claims that her complaints were ignored and that she was fired under false pretense as retaliation, according to a report from Bloomberg Law. Included in the lawsuit are examples of material to which Adams objected, including Apollo Crews taking on what was described as an exaggerated Nigerian accent, Bianca Belair being given stereotypical dialogue for her promos, and a pitch to have Saudi Arabian wrestler Mansoor revealed as being responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks. The lawsuit also provides evidence that Belair herself complained about the dialogue, which she blamed on WWE Executive Vice President of TV Production Kevin Dunn. Abraham was terminated by WWE in April 2022, with the given reason being that she took home a WrestleMania-branded chair, despite Abraham's claim that she was given permission to do so. She had been with the company since 2020. With some more All Elite Wrestling news, here's the Wrestling News's Lou Kippelman.
AEW is canceling Dark Elevation, one of its two weekly YouTube shows, according to an announcement made to subscribers of Fight TV, which carries AEW programming internationally. AEW had previously announced that next Monday's episode would be a best-of compilation, but the recent Fight TV announcement indicates it will also be the final episode. Usually pre-recorded as part of the weekly Dynamite and Rampage tapings, AEW Dark Elevation debuted on March 15, 2021, and has run for 115 episodes. For the wrestling news, I'm Lou Kippelman.
In Impact Wrestling news, Trinity Fatu, the former Naomi in WWE, is headed to Impact, according to an exclusive report in PW Insider. Fatu will reportedly be debuting during Impact's Spring Slugfest TV tapings, scheduled to take place tomorrow and Saturday at Cicero Stadium in Chicago. The reported debut would be Fatu's first professional wrestling appearance since she and Mercedes Moné, the former Sasha Banks, walked out of WWE just prior to the Monday Night Raw tapings on May 16th of last year. Some news on Dark Side of the Ring. The full list of 10 episodes has been announced for the fourth season of the Vice TV documentary series. They include episodes on Chris Candido and Tammy Sitch, Magnum TA, Adrian Adonis, Doink the Clown, The Junkyard Dog, Marty Jannetty, Bam Bam Bigelow, Abdullah the Butcher, WCW's Bash at the Beach 2000, and the Graham Wrestling Family. The new season of Dark Side of the Ring premieres on Vice on Tuesday, May 30th at 10 p.m. In ratings news, last Tuesday night's episode of NXT drew the largest key demographic rating for the show in 6 months and the largest overall audience in 3 months, according to Showbuzz Daily. The Spring Break-In episode was watched by 647,000 viewers on the USA Network, up nearly 15% from last week's audience of 565,000. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old key demographic was 0.18, representing 235,000 viewers and a nearly 30% improvement from last week's 0.14 key demo rating, according to WrestleNomics. Now with some WWE corporate news, here's the Wrestling News' Lou Kippelman.
The days of remote working from home look to be over for WWE's corporate employees, who are asked to return to work full-time in the office this coming Monday. In an email memo sent out to all staff Tuesday night by WWE CEO Nick Khan, WWE employees have been working hybrid, both from home and in the office, since the COVID-19 pandemic. Wrote Khan in the email, quote, "As I have had the good fortune of meeting with so many of you over the last few months, it has become apparent to me that our business thrives on creativity and an unparalleled work ethic. All of us physically together is a part of that. As such, we will be going back to what has always been the case prior to COVID, which is a return to 5 days a week in office. Nothing replaces our ability to interact with one another as we collectively continue to build and represent our company. We will all connect better and be better." End quote. The transition comes as corporate and TV studio employees are in the midst of a move to the new WWE corporate headquarters in downtown Stamford, Connecticut, which is expected to continue for the next several months. For the Wrestling News, I'm Lou Kippelman.
And we close our program with a correction from Tuesday's newscast. On Tuesday's program, we mistakenly referred to Kenny Omega and Hijo del Vikingo's match on March 22nd's Dynamite as a title tilt for Vikingo's AAA Mega Championship. Vikingo has made 12 successful defenses of said championship, but their match in March was not one of them. That match against Omega was a non-title tilt. The two's actual title tilt will trip the wire during the second AAA Triple Mania 31 show taking place in Tijuana on July 15th. We apologize for the error. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the Wrestling News 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The Wrestling News can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast, and remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the Wrestling News across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the Wrestling News. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.